As fears well up of hantavirus spreading, the World Health Organization sought to assuage them. Even after it came to light on Thursday that dozens of passengers of 12 different nationalities had left the MV Hondius cruise ship on the island of St. Helena in late April, long after the onboard death of a Dutch passenger with no contact tracing.
WHO has also informed 12 countries whose nationals disembarked in St. Helena. In addition, WHO is supporting health authorities in South Africa to follow up people who were on the flight from St. Helena to Johannesburg with the woman who later died.
And as professionals on four continents hurry to track down anyone at risk, the Dutch Health Ministry has identified a flight attendant briefly on board the same plane as an infected cruise passenger who is now showing symptoms. Human-to-human transmission of the virus is rare, though. It is usually caused by inhaling the droppings of rodents carrying the pathogen. So investigations continue into how the HM Hondius patient zero might have caught it.
Prior to boarding the ship, the first two cases had travelled through Argentina, Chile and Uruguay on a bird-watching trip, which included visits to sites where the species of rat that's known to carry Andes virus was present.
Some outbreaks of the virus have seen a 40% mortality rate, much higher than coronavirus. But with a much lower rate of human-to-human transmission, the WHO have called this a limited outbreak and said that the public risk remained low.